Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
Listen, this man, I paid $1,000 to get six of these man's cassette tapes. $1,000. But do you know the information that was on it was worth $10 million to me? Why? Because he'd already made all the mistakes. And I was making more than he was. But I didn't have a solution to it. But I paid $1,000 just to get a hold to six cassette tapes, this man said. And man, I still got them. Whew. I know you want to get a hold to them. Yeah, let me get them. I said, you got them on your table back there, brother. And you're generous today. Now, they're copyrighted material, and I couldn't pass them out without breaking the law. And I'm not going to do that. Why? Because I've already broke the law. And I know what they do to you. They sing that song. They're coming to take you away. Aha, they're coming to take you away. And eventually they catch up with you. But I'm going to give you what you would learn. Anybody heard of a man named Zig Ziglar? Brother Zig. He teaches a lot of principles, get you motivated, get you going, best-selling, all kind of stuff. Carnegie? Wasn't that one of the guys, too, that was a motivator and things like that? But and even this gentleman I'm talking about, I'm not going to call his name. And there's reasons I don't. And it's not because he's a bad man or nothing, but I just, best, some things you don't say. But anyway, any of these speakers that you go to, the bottom line, you don't even have to pay the $8,000. I'm going to tell you what it is, unless you got your checkbook with you. Come on. You got a checkbook, we'll think about it. No. I'm going to tell you what you're going to learn by going to any motivational seminar that you want to go to. And I'm not against motivation. You need to be motivated and all that kind of stuff. Are you going to get by paying $8,000 to go to this one gentleman's seminar that he would do for 5 hours? And I'm going to tell you what it is. Everything, they're going to tell you a lot of principles and a lot of good things and a lot of stories. And you're just going to feel good when you leave. But let me tell you. The bottom line to everything that you're going to hear at any kind of seminar that motivates you to do something, this is what you're going to find out. This is what you're going to pay $8,000 for, or $500 or $1,000 or, $3,000, whatever it is to go to a seminar. This is what you're going to find out. Are you ready for it? And this is point two in my message today. Consistency is the only key to success. If you don't consistently do the right things, not the wrong things. Yes, you got to know what to do. But if you don't consistently do them, you're never going to rise to the top. Your situation is never going to change. Now, I don't mean this from a sense that we get in a works mentality. But the truth about it is there are certain requirements that each promise requires of us in the Bible. There are conditions on the promises of God for them to be fulfilled in your life. For instance, there's conditions on what we call and what Jesus taught about the prayer of faith. In Mark 11:24, let's just turn and look at that scripture. I don't have time to preach and teach on the prayer of faith this morning, but I want to show you some things here about this in Mark chapter 11, verse number 24. And there's other scriptures that would coincide with it, but we take this because the prayer of faith is the scripture where you pray and you believe you receive the answer while you're praying. But notice here, and this is what I want to point out, and this is what we're talking about. Point two, if you're going to have the glory of God in your life, if you're going to be successful, if you're going to rise to the top, if God's blessings are going to be on you, then point two, not only do you need to pattern your life after God by being learned to be led of the Spirit of God, but point two is... Consistency is the only key to success. I said it's the only one. Say consistency. Consistency. is the only key to success. Say it again. Let's say it again. Now let me tell you, we'll prove something scientifically here this morning. Do you want to do that? All right, well, let's prove by scientific research, that we're going to analyze our own lives. What do you struggle most with in your life in serving God? I can tell you, you don't have to analyze it too far. You struggle with being consistent. You hear good messages, you come to church and, wow, whee! You know, I'm going to do this, man. And it's like you're like a fire truck loaded up with the water, ready to go to the fire. You got the siren going, the bells ringing, ding, 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 ding. The lights are flashing. When you come out, brother, you're a robot for God. Let's go, man. We're headed out of here. And by the time you get out there to, what is this, Parkview? The water truck's done busted. You done put out your own fire. Does that happen to us? Why? Because we got a real enemy that knows that the key to success in your life is consistency. You start off confessing the Word of God. You start off believing the Word of God. It's like a, like I said, like a fire truck going to a fire. You know, and then, I mean, sometimes you'll make it for a day. Sometimes you'll make it for 2 days. But if you made it 3 days, it is a miracle. Because all of a sudden you begin to think and the devil begins to bombard your mind and say, well, you tried this before and it didn't work. So why are you going to do it now? Oh, you started off on this journey before and it ain't worked. You're in a bigger mess now than you was when you started this thing. Why don't you just quit and give up? If you don't pick up them thoughts and start meditating on them, then guess what? You're not going to yield to that. But what happens is in human nature, we do begin to look. We begin to think, well, that is true. I did try, and I did do this. And then what happens is he talks you out of being consistent when consistency is the only key to success. If you don't consistently obey the promises of God, then you're not going to rise to the top in your life. But promises in God's Word are conditional, such as Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Jesus said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, do what? Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Notice there's conditions on this promise that must be met in order for this promise to be a reality in your life. And if the conditions are not met, then this promise cannot be fulfilled in your life. So let's look at what he said the conditions are. The first thing he says about the prayer of faith, he said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire. For the first thing you've got to have is a desire. And this is not a ho-hum type of desire. Well, if it happens, fine. If it don't happen, fine. No, this is desire that will not be satisfied unless the prayer is answered. So the first thing you've got to have is desire. But number two, not only do you need a desire, according to this verse, the condition that must be met, he said, when you pray. You've got to pray about that desire. How do you pray? You pray to the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I think that's found in St. John 16, 23 and 24. And I'm not covering the prayer of faith this morning. But not only do you need to have a desire, not only do you need to pray, but the third thing he tells us to do right here is what? Believe that you receive them. So I've got to believe that I receive when? When I pray. When I'm praying about them desires. What do I believe that I receive? I believe I receive my desire while I am praying. And then, number four, what happens? You shall have them. Three things in this verse God, you do. The third thing God does, and these are to be done in chronological order, are taken in the order that Jesus said them. In other words, you got your desire, you pray, you believe you receive, and the fourth thing is what God does. But God cannot do His part until you do your three steps. Isn't that right? And I believe everybody has desires, so you don't have to go far to find them. And I believe a lot of people know about praying, but the believing you receive in part. But notice is something that we have to do too. But notice this. This is a conditional promise, isn't it? Are there conditions here that must be met? Now, why are there conditions on the Word of God? Let's just go ahead and establish this truth and settle it right now. Somebody said, I know why the conditions are there. I know why I got to have a desire. I know why I got to pray. And I know why I got to get into that believing you receive stuff. God wants to make it hard for me to receive. He wants to turn me into some kind of zoo animal, like a lion jumping through this hoop and then sit down on a box for a little while and not jump through this hoop, or a monkey sitting in a cage, you know, and you give him a banana, if he'll jump over here, you know, and then you give him a banana, if he'll come over here to this side of the cage, or put him on a swing and whee! You know, you'll get a banana if you swing on the other side. And God's trying to turn us into some kind of zoo animal or something. And if we jump through enough tricks for him, then finally God will give it to us. Oh, yeah. Oh, you pleased us. We sat up here and watched you like a monkey jumping through a cage. Oh, and you've just delighted us in heaven, so we're going to answer your prayer. No, that's not the reason the conditions are on the promises. The reason God put conditions on the promises is for this reason and this reason only. Is to guarantee the individual that met the condition that even the devil himself could not stop it from coming to pass in your life. So the reason the conditions are on the promises is to close the door to the devil. It's not to make it hard for you. God has established this order. He has established this criteria. He has established these conditions. Why? For your benefit. Because there's a real devil in this world that does not want this to work in your life. But what God says, what Jesus said, what the Father God said through Jesus, He said, what things soever you desire, when you pray, you believe you receive them, and you shall have them, and devil, you shut up and get out of the way. I'm here to tell you, when you obey the Word of God and stand on it, God has established His Word so the devil himself cannot get involved in your prayer. He cannot stop it. I'm not saying he won't try to hinder, but he cannot stop it. Yeah, he tries to hinder a lot of things, but he cannot stop it. So what do we need to do? We need to be consistent in following what God's Word says do. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark 11:24 will work for you right now. You don't have to work up something to make it work. It's already there. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, and it will work for you. But again, what we struggle with in the church, it seems to me the most in our lives, and I'm not belittling anybody else, I'm preaching to me.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.